We are starting the dispatch working group session. Okay. Note well, everybody knows all about this by now. Here's our agenda. Peter is doing scribe. We could use one other scribe. One other note taker, please. This is a short session. It's only an hour.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay, thank you, Brian. And does who wants to be jabber room for us? Okay, thank you, Richard. All righty. So Roland's going to do Reason Header, and then we're going to do Q4S. No, just a couple minutes. I got to. Okay, so just kind of goes through the status really fast. So RTC Web, obviously everybody knows there's an official BOF. As a reminder, there is a dispatch ad hoc, a little technical working session for this at 14:15 in the Grand Ballroom on Friday. Viper, if you hadn't noticed, has been officially chartered. It now has its first official work group session on Thursday at 1 o'clock, 1300 in Tyrolka. And then we dispatched the SIP action referral to Splices, and we know how that went yesterday. But it's out of dispatch. So this is all updated. If you look, I have the dates out there for TF 81. I'll put those on the next chart so everybody can prepare themselves. There's already a few topics that are already, you know, on the stove, if you will. SIP load balancing, and there's people been meeting about this week. And then the Mahali draft that had been in SIP core that has extensions to the reason header for applications we're discussing, and I've got a chart just to kind of highlight the two people. And then session ID, which I got kicked out of Splices yesterday, is people are going to work. No, I got it. I kicked it out, yeah. Well, I didn't kick it out directly myself. Anyways, and always we try and keep the wiki up to date. Okay, so here are your preliminary deadlines for ITF 81. Just working back from meeting time. May 16th, you have to let the chairs know that you've got a topic that you want to target for, you know, the working group session. And that's 2 weeks before BOF proposal deadline. May 23rd is we need to see a charter proposal. And by charter proposal, we need a problem statement. What problem are you trying to solve? The more clearly scoped it is, the more likely you are to actually get working group time. And then June 6th, and then again, this is based upon some mailing list discussion. And obviously, the sooner you get your topic out there, the much more likely, again, that you can get considered for face-to-face time because you will have had time for discussion. That's June 6th, and that's a week before the BOF approval deadline and 4 weeks before the 00 deadline. And we're tied to that BOF approval deadline, for example, because, like RTC Web, we wouldn't have been able to schedule an official BOF without having deadlines like this. So, alrighty. Okay, SIP load balancing. Again, just a chart to kind of summarize where people are going there. There is some interest. There's early work on it. It's not gotten too far. There are a couple work items, so people please read those. And again, people are urged to read the documents and talk about it on the dispatch mailing list. And possibly, sometimes it's useful to get a topic-specific mailing list. Maybe that's something we'll potentially do for that, depending upon the level of discussion. Because again, in dispatch, we really want to focus on problem statements. Focusing on, do we want to solve this problem? If we do, you know, working defining deliverables, et cetera. Whereas there is a lot of technical discussion that needs to happen on that topic for people to really, you know, get their head around, you know, the problem that needs to be solved. Okay, and this is extending the reason header for applications. And Marianne does have a problem statement here, and I'm not going to read it out. But people, please read that document and consider the problem statement. And let's discuss it, you know, in the dispatch working group now. And then what I'm doing here is highlighting there's a few external organizations that are actually doing quite a bit with SIP that people here might be interested in. There's the IMTC, and they've got a SIP parity activity group. And that was focusing on best common practices for SIP-based video. And that really the idea there was to get equivalent capabilities, if you will, of what you have in 323 systems now. So it was not intended to be a full-blown SIP for video. It had a, you know, specific scope. They've got some BCPs and test plans out there. So they've got a video profile. They've got a role-based video stream document. And then a SIP security, again, the video-focused. So there's the website, the email, and Charles Eckel, who's here, is...
Hey, Charles, can you stand up and wave to people so they know who you are?
Right, exactly. Talk to Charles if this looks interesting to you. Alrighty, and then there's also this new organization, USIF, Unified Communications Interoperability Forum, and there, it's a newer organization, and they're trying to enable interoperability of unified communication hardware and software across enterprises, service providers, consumer clouds, the whole world. And so there's four task groups right now, a USB webcam, USB audio, an H.264 profile group, and then endpoint provisioning group. And then there's two study groups. One is a voice study group and another one focused on instant messaging and presence. And their objective actually is, again, interoperability and certification. They aren't defining protocol. They're looking at the protocols that are already defined and trying to put them together so that they can certify products. And again, they want to, you know, enable interoperability for UC equipment. There's the website, email, technical working group chairs with life size, and I'm the vice chair. So you can talk to me if you want more information on that organization. And then SIP Forum, I mean, I think people are more familiar with this because they've actually had lunchtime sessions for us here before. So SIP Connect 1.1, which is PBX to SSP interoperability, is done. As just about everybody here knows, and actually this should be the entire Martini work group team, right? 6140, that was a faux pas. Richard put these together, Richard Shockey for me. So anyways, Martini working group.
So,
well, he did, I swear, I can show you. And actually, Eric Berger said the charts look fine. Anyway, so I think most people know about this. The Martini Working Group was chartered because as SIP Forum was working through this, they found a gap in the standards, if you will. Okay, SIPIC continues to operate. Robert is still running that. Robert, when is the next one? You probably want to, or is it too late for people? Okay.
Robert Sparks, is this on? Yeah, Robert Sparks. Okay. The registration deadline is this Friday. Okay. The event itself is two Mondays from now.
Okay, okay, thank you.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Exactly. Okay, so, I mean, this is the part of what we're trying to highlight here is there's a lot of people that are actually using and actually trying to apply the documents, you know, the protocols that we define here. So there is work on fax and SIP integration, and that's actually being, they're doing testing with yet another forum. And then they're also talking about actually dealing with some of the spearmint work. And we had one document that Daryl Miles had put forth that SIP Forum is considering, you know, moving forward. And again, all these organizations talk to one another, partly because there's lots of overlap between the participants. But it is really important that we're not duplicating efforts, right? And that there's, you know, synergy and cooperation, et cetera. Okay? And I think... Okay. Oh, no, actually, this is a good one. SIP Forum is kind of taking the MAGNOG and NANOG concept, right, the network operators group, and doing a SIPNOC and bringing together SIP service providers, SIP network operators, to kind of focus on, you know, real problems that they have in their networks. And they have some, like, research topics as well, kind of, you know, letting the service providers know what's coming. And it is peer-reviewed presentations only, and again, you can... look on the website. It's April 25th, 27th in Herndon, Virginia. And you should go ahead and look at the website because it's going to be an interesting event. Okay. Roland.